From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 digital exclusive.
It is affectionately referred to as Portland's biggest party. The Waterfront Blues Festival is the largest celebration of blues, soul, funk, and rhythm and blues west of the Mississippi. The 2019 festival gets underway Thursday, July 4th, and runs through Sunday the 7th at Tom McCall Waterfront Park. All this week, as part of our continuing partnership with the Waterfront Blues Festival, the Coin6 Podcast Network brings you exclusive interviews with some of the artists who will take the stage this year. We'll talk about their history at the Waterfront Blues Festival, their connection to Portland, and most of all, their love of the music that will bring thousands of people together on the banks of the Willamette River again this year. Referred to as the first daughter of funk and R&B, as well as the Rip City soul funk diva, Arietta Ward, a.k.a. Ms. Etta, is an artistic force to be reckoned with. Raised in Portland, Arietta is the daughter of Northwest music royalty, the late pianist Janice Marie Scroggins. Well, I'm here with Arietta Ward, and she will be one of the featured local headliners at the Waterfront Blues Festival this year. Very happy to talk to her about this. She's been with the Blues Festival for a number of years as a performer, but this is the first time, Arietta, that you actually are doing your own thing, and yes, you're the one out front. So how's that feel?
It is, it's surreal, honestly, but it's very exciting, and I'm just up there to have fun. It's an honor to be able to be on the stage, on the North stage.
And which day are you going to be performing?
I will be there. I'm kicking Friday off, so I'll be there Friday, July 5th at noon.
Sounds good. We'll be looking forward to that. And what genre are you going to be doing? Are you going to be covering a lot of genres? Because you sing a little bit of everything. You sing soul, R&B, gospel, jazz. You do it all.
It's primarily soul, R&B, and funk. Yes. So it's going to be well-rounded and going to have a lot of fun. So throw some gospel in there somewhere, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm covering a whole bunch of stuff.
Tell me a little bit about your background. How did you get into singing?
Well, my mother, Janice Marie Scroggins, and it's the family business, honestly. And I'm a fourth generation music messenger with my great grandmother, my grandmother, my mom, and then me, my sister. And so it's always been there. And before I started singing again, because I stopped singing right after I had my son a few years ago, long time ago, I developed really bad stage fright, and so I stopped. But when you have a calling, you're supposed to do what you need to do. So I started to sing again, and it's just been going on ever since.
So. It's always amazing to me when I hear talented people say that they had stage fright. I mean, your voice is so beautiful, you have great stage presence, all of that, and you had stage fright?
Oh, yes, and it's just an anxiety, you know. Sometimes it kicks up if it's just, the smaller the group, the more anxious I get. So big crowds, no problem, but small, yeah. But it stopped me, it hindered me from learning lyrics, and it just stopped me in my tracks, doe and headlights. And nothing came out, but there's a switch that came on and said, okay, it's time to work. And then so gradually, I've gotten to this point, and now I'm in front telling people what to do.
So it was smaller venues that gave you more problems than, say, doing a big festival-type setting then?
Well, not necessarily the venue. It's just the number of people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but also in my other life, I'm an educator. I've been teaching cosmetology for over 20 years. And so it was hard to bring both of them together. But once I learned that, it's just like teaching. So put on your teaching hat and sing, and then that's what happened. But it's just when there's a smaller amount of people, it's like you're naked. And they, you know, all those self-conscious, oh, is everything okay? Am I hitting the right notes and all these things? But when there's a lot of people and you have people behind you, just like, oh, you know, you can blend in. But and I've gotten better at that, though. So.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You mentioned your mom.
Yes.
And we need to talk about her for a moment.
Yes.
Because Janice Marie Scroggins was a legend in this town.
Yes.
And she passed away in 2014. Mm-hmm. And how much of an influence was your mom, not only in you becoming the artist that you are, but just in dealing with the business side of music?
I feel that I have a unique perspective just being observant of her all those years, you know, and being her roadie, I would take her, and then being surrounded by just numerous people, you know, Linda Horn Buckle and Curtis Salgado and their memory. They were my family. So watching them and then being able to go on the other side of it, it's interesting. There's some things that I understand why she did certain things, you know, in the business aspect. And I think I'm more than a singer. I know more than people think I know. And it's helped me tremendously. And I wouldn't be who I am if I wasn't her child, basically. So.
And Janice was a pianist. Did you pick up any instruments coming up yourself? Do you play as well as sing?
I play tambourine. That's what I got. No, my sister is the guitarist in the family. My younger brother, Francis, he plays saxophone. I sing. That's what I do. I sing and I teach. And that's it.
All right.
Yes.
Well, that's enough.
Yeah.
You know, because we all appreciate it here in this area. You talk about Portland musicians, and there will be quite a few Portland musicians who are featured at the Blues Festival this year. I talked to Saida Wright recently and asked her this same question. What is it about Portland that really nurtures these great musicians that come out of here? And we're getting a lot of recognition in all genres for music that comes out of Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
I think it's the water. But honestly, I think it's the community behind it. A lot of us, especially, you know, with Saida and Farnell and Tony and all the people that were around, we all are coming up at the same time. There's just different generations. And also the older generations, our elders, being willing to nurture us. You know, and that's key to the mentorship. It helps so much. They're not closing off. They're sharing their gifts. And it's just something about it's a golden age. You know, there's been many golden ages in Portland, and we're living in one now. There's many artists around the town. Asha is across the water. Asha Tahira, memory. And Jared is over there if he's not already there. And it's just amazing. And it's just something about Portland. It's always been a town for music. It's always been that way. And it's just now getting the worldwide recognition that it should have had a long time ago.
Yeah, I was having a conversation with Andy Stokes when he hit the summer with his record, Best Day Ever.
Yes.
And I was joking with him, and I said, Andy, you're an overnight sensation after 30 years.
Because you know,
he's been here for a long time.
Yes.
Been really successful here in the Northwest for a long time. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the country, because of that record, they discovered how good he was. So that's an element of what's happening here in Portland right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
What do you think about the Waterfront Blues Festival and how it's helped enhance the image of the city? Because a lot of people all over the country come in for the Blues Festival and they know about this festival. So,
yeah.
What's your perspective having been here and been a part of it for so long?
It's, you know, just reputation. People come here, they see the scenery, they see the hospitality, and, you know, it's a beautiful place. It's a great time. People are kind, and the organization just in general, just, and the being inclusive of the artists here, and that's always been a special thing. I mean, I don't live anywhere else, so I can't say anything about the other festivals, but the growth of it, it's been amazing to see. And I think just mainly, they've been consistent you know, and bringing quality people and also having quality people from the town come in and intermingle and fellowship, and then word spreads, and then people say, oh, okay, let's go. And then it's just bloomed into this big, beautiful festival.
What is the interaction between the local artists and the national and international artists that come through? Because there are always at least, you know, two or three big headliners that everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Cray is going to be among them this year.
Right.
But what is that like, that interaction between the local artists and the really big artists that come in for the festival?
Well, I would say it depends on the artist. Most of them are gracious, you know, because before they were big, they still came through town. And like you were speaking of the musicians here, a lot of them toured with a lot of the bigger people.
Right.
So they know somebody, and then it's just a lot of people, they're just really friendly. For the most part, they're very kind and friendly, want to hang out and do jam sessions, and just a lot of networking, and then you see just... Yes, it's just one of those things. It becomes like another family to you. And you get to know people like, oh, yeah, I met you here, or I met you here. And so people have been kind all the way around. Yeah.
One of the memories for me for the Blues Festival was the year that Isaac Hayes came.
Yes.
And obviously an incredible artist, and it was great to have him here at the festival, but that was one of his last performances before he actually passed.
Yep.
So the Blues Festival also gives us an opportunity to maybe see some of these artists who are legends without having the opportunity to maybe see them after they play here.
Yeah. The one that comes to mind is Dr. John.
Dr. John, yeah.
Yeah, and he was here last year, if I'm not mistaken. If he wasn't here last year, he was here the year before.
The year before.
Yeah, and so it was an opportunity to have him here in your hometown performing on the big stage. And it's just amazing, you know. And we're just very, very lucky here in Portland to have this big, big, beautiful festival.
Yes, absolutely. Last thing, what are you looking forward to the most out of the Blues Festival this year? Is it what we were talking about in terms of interacting with other artists, you know, having fellowship with the locals who are a part of it, or just your performance itself? I mean, what are you looking forward to the most?
It's the whole atmosphere. You know, there's so many of us that are playing, so we're like, okay, when is your set? Okay, we're gonna try to come over here and see you. So, and to be able to meet people, be able to have access to people that you usually wouldn't have access to. And a lot of people that only come out, you only see them at the festival. You know, they save up or they just don't have time, and they took off vacation time to be at the festival. So it's just the whole atmosphere. It's like no other.
And it also helps feed the hungry. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's one of the things that has been their goal ever since the beginning is to raise food for the hungry.
That is it's helped us a lot, just in the general, in the artist community. You know, we're artists. You know, it's not a 9-to-5. For some people, it is, but we've needed the food bank sometimes in our life. And so to give back is... It's one of those beautiful things. You get to do what you love, but you also serve, you know.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Loretta Ward to come in and talk to us about the Blues Festival and her gig. Make sure you check her out at the Waterfront Blues Festival. The 2019 Waterfront Blues Festival starts Thursday, July 4th and runs through Sunday, July 7th. You can find ticket details, artist information, schedules, and so much more right now on coin.com. And we'll bring you live coverage from Tom McCall Waterfront Park starting Thursday on Coin6 News This Morning.
The Coin6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin6 podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.